Well, hello, gentlemen, and how are you today? Now, my name is Professor Bunko, and I am a member of the Elite University of Whitebridge. And I have been a professor for over 40 years, and have qualifications coming out of my ass, and have more letters in the front of my name than the alphabet. And today we're running a test on the truthfulness and honesty of a Femon. I'm going to ask the test subject a series of questions, who we'll call Angela.
Oh, that's a nice name.
Which will automatically go through this machine I have in front of me, which is kind of like a lie detector test. But it doesn't just identify a lie, it corrects it. It is, of course, just a prototype, but so far, it's made no mistakes. And I want to take this opportunity to thank our test subject for agreeing to participate in this test. And of course, the £400 will be in your bank account by the end of the day.
Yeah, better be.
Right, let's get started. Let's switch the machine on. Right, let's start with some basic questions. And how old are you?
21.
Error 28.
Oh yes, I forgot I had a few birthdays after that one.
7 birthdays, actually. And how much do you weigh?
145 pounds.
Error 170
pounds. Oh, you don't seem to be very good with numbers.
Well, that was the last time I weighed myself. I must have put on a few pounds since then.
Have you had any sexual intercourse with men?
No, of course not.
Error.
Oh, all right, yes.
How many sexual intercourse encounters have you had with men?
3.
Error 28.
No. Oh, well, I didn't think some of those counted. They didn't go all the way in. How long does this test go on for?
Just a few more questions. Do you have a boyfriend at the moment?
Yes.
And how long has he been your boyfriend?
6 months.
Error 6 weeks.
All right, I've known him 6 months.
Have you ever been unfaithful to him?
No.
Error yes.
All right, once.
Error 3 times.
Oh, come on, you can't count those ones. They was just against the wall outside a bus stop. I really hate that machine, you know. You better hurry up and finish, otherwise I'm just going to walk out of here.
You can walk out any time, but you will not receive the £400. You know the rules. You must finish the test. And do you have affection and love this boyfriend?
Yes.
Error. She hates him.
No, that's wrong. I do like him. Sometimes.
Even though you have a boyfriend, are you still looking around for another man?
No.
Error.
Oh, all right, there's a few things I don't really like about him, such as he's got an unstable job, and he's a short time.
Excuse me? Short time? What does that mean?
Well, he sort of gets on, does it, and then gets off.
Oh, I see. Now, what's the most important thing about a potential boyfriend must have?
A sense of humour.
Error.
Personality.
Error.
A full head of hair.
Error.
Oh, all right. Good looking. 6 foot or over. Has a high paid job with good prospects. And a decent sized penis.
This answer is correct.
Well, that's the all the questions I have today. And I want to thank you for participating. We'll call you Angela.
Well, it may be odd for you, but it was dreadful for me. It's hardly worth the £400. Goodbye.
Well, there we are, gentlemen. Now, I want to say this Femon was picked at random, not even by me. And if we do this test again, I'd like you to write down and put down below of some questions you'd like to ask a Femon that you think they just might lie about. This is Professor Bunko, and this has been Test 304 from Whitbridge University. And I'll end with the saying at Whitbridge that we have, a couple that stays together is as bitter as hell.